Thank you for showing up today. Pastor kind of helped me just get the idea of what to teach, preach today. And so I'm going to do when, why, and if I have time, how to ask God for help. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us all to come here today. Please use me. Let the words be your words and not my own. Let at least one person here get something from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. So, starting off with why we should ask God for help. I'm going to be mostly in Psalms. God is our help and our shield. Go to Psalms 33. Got my big family Bible here so I don't have problems reading it. All right. And verse 20:22. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Psalms 46. If you know me, I do a lot of Bible. When you do a lot of Bible, you know you're not going to be wrong. Amen. 46 verses 1 through 5. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling of thereof. Did I do that right? Yeah. There is a river of streams which shall make the glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her and shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Go forward to Psalms 115. Verse 9 through 11. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You don't need to turn to it. I'll just read it real quick. Psalm 75. But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me. O God, thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. One more, Psalms 121. Verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So clearly, it states here that God is our help. I mean, when you need help for anything, and I'm just going to touch bases on it, go to the Lord. He is there. He wants us to ask him for help. We are needy creatures. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. God will answer when you need help. I'm just going to use me for an example. Most of you guys know my testimony. But when I was screaming out loud at God, I go, I need help right now. I need to know if there's a God out there. I need help. No more than 5 minutes later, what happens? I open up my door, open door Baptist track falls down before me. He gave me help immediately. I mean, and I was at a point in my life where I absolutely needed it. And he knew it, and he provided. When you need help, go to the Lord. Now, there's multiple things on what we should ask for help. Again, I'm just going to touch bases on them. Number one, we need help reading our Bible. Man did not write the Bible. God did. So who better to ask for help understanding the Bible than God himself? Go to John 16. You might want to keep in Psalms because I'm going to be going back to there quite often. But John 16, verse 12. Let's see, 12 through 15. This is my commandment. Oh, am I on the right one? Yeah. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this. Am I in the right spot? No, I'm not. There we go. This is more correct. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Obviously, he's talking about the Holy Spirit here, and he's going to guide us when Jesus goes away. Spirit's going to come down. Us as Christians, he's living inside of us. We should always ask him for help when we go into our Bible. No matter what, if we're baby Christians and we're still feeding on the milk of the Bible, or if we're, you know, more mature and we're ready for the meat. We're going to have different aspects of the Bible given to us as time goes by, but we still have to rely on God's help to understand. Go to 2 Peter chapter 1. And verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time, but by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Again, it's just simply stating here that the author is God. Yes, he used men, but it was the Holy Ghost who inspired them for all Scripture. We should also ask God to help those who teach the Bible. Before we come to church, we should ask God to give us a message. The pastor, teachers, they're ordained by God. They are given spiritual gifts in order to teach and preach the Bible. We should ask God to help them. Ask God to help me. Now this one's a little hard for a lot of us. Forgiving people that have wronged us. I can tell you right now that I definitely will need some help in forgiving people. When I first became a Christian, I'm going to use my mother as an example. So here's a little story. So I was, I don't know, probably 4 years old, maybe a little younger. But I was out in Jean Coulon Beach, Lake Washington, and I'm out there just waiting. All of a sudden, a little current grabs my feet, sucks me out, and I'm drowning, flailing. Didn't know how to swim. Taught myself how to swim. I'm the best doggy paddler in the world. But it was either right there. I live or die. And so my mother was supposed to be watching me. And when I got onto the shore, I'm looking around, where's mom? And she was off in the playground with the other kids. Now, unfortunately, that rooted a little seed of bitterness in my heart, and I never forgave her for that until last year. Literally, I think of it as, hey, I learned how to swim that day. But it was very difficult for me to forgive her for that. But I did. I wrote her an email saying, Mother, for everything. I mean, of course, there's other things, but I said, Mother, I forgive you. Can we please just start over? And she wrote me back saying, I'm having trouble over the tears. I'm so glad that you said this. Yes, let's start all over. But I would not have been able to do that without God's help. And me and my mother now have an actual relationship again, and it's wonderful. And I hope that everybody here, because everybody's got somebody's wronged you in your life before. And again, I know exactly how difficult it can be, but you need God's help. We all do. And he wants us to help. I mean, ask for help. He wants us to. Go to Ephesians 4:32. And ye be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Colossians 3:13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. It's even part of the model prayer that Jesus gave to us in Matthew 6. It'll go to verse 12. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We have been forgiven all of our sins through Christ. It's only fair that we forgive others that have wronged us. He understands that we will need his help. And if you remember last week's message where pastor says, don't let the root of bitterness get in your heart, forgive before the sun goes down. That is just absolutely true. Don't go to sleep until you forgive that person. Because God is always faithful to forgive us of our sins when we confess. 1 John 1:9. I have it memorized, but just in case, I'm gonna. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How many times should we forgive somebody if they offend us, if they wrong us? Luke 17 tells us there really is no count. Take heed to yourself. This is verse 3. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And this one is along the same lines as forgiveness, but we need help from God to love our enemies. Loving an enemy is hard. Amen. I found it very difficult. So I'll use a personal story here. So at work, there was this lady, and she did not, let's just say she wasn't polite. She did not do her portion of the work. All in all,
I personally thought she shouldn't. She should have just been fired, let go. But anyway, me and her, we butt heads often. And it was just an uncomfortable working environment. It came to the point where I wouldn't even turn around and look at her anymore because just looking at her actually made me angry. So one day, I prayed right there at my desk. I go, God, and I believe this was actually after one of Pastor's messages of loving thy enemy. And I go, all right, I'm going to give it a try. So I go, and I prayed right there at my desk. All right, God, I need help with this lady. I have to overcome this. I have to show love for her. And I did one of the most amazing gestures. We had this little incentive program where you find something that they did special and you put their name in a little drawing. And so that's what I did. I found something that day that she did above and beyond. And I go, okay. And I did it. And I put her name in the hat. And then I told her, because, you know, when you fill out this little form, they put it on their desk, who put your name in the hat. Anyway, when she saw my name, she's all, I mean, literally her eyes popped and she sent me an email, thank you. And we just had a very good working environment from then on. Just that one gesture of love, and she became happy towards me. It was amazing. And the uncomfortable work environment was gone. We were able to talk, get along. She actually started doing better at her job simply because she had one little positive aspect towards her. And it was amazing that one little thing made her become a better person at work. Go to... Romans 12, go to verse 14. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to men no evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much with lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Luke 6:27. How am I doing on time? But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. And him that take away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners, and receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind even unto the unthankful and to the evil. I mean, God still shows the sunshine to evil. He still provides rain to the evil. He will still even bless the sinners. God loves all sinners and wants them to come to repentance. Go back to Leviticus 19. And verse 15. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and suffer not sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. So a good question here is there is a lawyer who he knew what the scripture said, and he asked Jesus, well, who is my neighbor? If I'm supposed to love my neighbor as myself, well, who exactly is my neighbor? And so Jesus gave a very good parable in Luke. I'll flip all the way back to Luke, and let's find out who our neighbors are. Go to Luke 10. And start at verse 29. So this is the lawyer here. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed him, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest the way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. See here, it doesn't matter what type of person you are or they are. Love everybody, love all as you would love yourself. And when you can't, that's when you need to ask God for help. All right, so this one is very, very, very useful. Ask God for help with health and healing. We have multiple instances within our own church. Real quick, let's read James 5 real quick. And this actually is part of our verse that we all have memorized, right? Go to James 5, verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer for healing. We all remember Dale Ostrander, right? In a coma after being 20 minutes under the water. We had at least three churches praying all at the same time for him, and he miraculously survived. I believe it was last week that he was here with his family and took him over to see Rosando. By the way, we need to continue praying for Rosando. Rosando was also the boy who drowned in the pool, and he still has a brain injury. Hosanna. Brian and Annie, they couldn't afford that helmet. Through prayer from our church, she now has the helmet that's going to shape her head correctly. That is a blessing. Andrew, his last name just forgot. Hopgood, Andrew Hopgood, fell off of a ladder and his arm literally went limp for weeks and he couldn't move it at all. And we're praying here one night on a Thursday for him, and pastor receives a call or a text saying his arm just miraculously started working again. Through prayer, we asked God for help, and God provided. Yes. You know, this might not be as big, but my tooth. I recently just had my tooth pulled on Thursday. And I was asking God for help every single day. And here I am, preaching 3 days later. My jaw's a tad bit sore, but it's doable. I'm still praying that the infection goes away. Dennis is afraid that it could spread to my heart and I could die. God, yeah, please continue praying for me there. But he helped. And you know what? Not only that, he made sure that I continue having dental insurance so I could get that taken care of without having it cost me hundreds of dollars. Now let's pray for a bridge. That's good. Those are good examples. All right, we're going to go back to Psalms. How much time do I got? Probably going to be the last one I got a lot more I could go on. Go to Psalms 12. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cuff all flattering lips and the tongues that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now I will arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety for him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. We need to ask help for ourselves when we become prideful. God does not want, or I just say, God does not like proudful people. Humble thyself before the Lord. If you want to overcome, humble thyself. God does not want you to be proud. I'm going to go a little further because I got a lot more, but I only got 5 minutes. So this is a good one. Psalms 38. Just start at verse 1. It's a good thing to read the whole one, but I'm just going to do some verses here. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrow stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my skin. Skip to verse 18. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. I go right back down to 21. Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. So David here isn't actually saying, don't punish me. He's saying, don't punish me in your wrath. David knows that it's good for God to chasten him. God chastens his son. God chastens who he loves. He just wants to make sure that God does it while he's still not angry at him. It reminds me of something Pastor said about his children when he's getting ready to give them a spanking. Pastor will not spank his children while he's angry. He waits until he's at least calmed down. And generally in that time, his children realize that they did something wrong and they will apologize to him as well. Doesn't get them away from their punishment. But it's good that he waits until he's calm so the punishment doesn't come out of wrath. I mean, if God let his wrath out on us right now, we'd already be dead. Like Pastor says, we'd be lightning bolt zapped already, which is what we deserve. But David here lets God know that he's sorry for his sins. And just, you know, I know I need to be punished, but do it when you're not angry. I'll do one more, and then I think we're going to... Yeah, okay, one more. Asking for help in a day of trouble. Now flip back to Psalms 20. We have all had days of trouble. Start at verse 1. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Psalms 37, verse 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Psalm 60, verse 11 says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. I could go on and on, countless examples on days of trouble, but here it specifically says, God is our help in days of trouble. We need to go to him. We need to go to God in everything. I even ask God help for this message. Dear Lord, thank you for the words provided. Thank you that I overprepared and had plenty of information to give in the time allotted. Please bless everybody in this church. Please use Brian in the message to come. And we bring this all to you in Jesus' name.